Good morning, le boss, un peu sous crasse. Linso ochos mishpat, vedara chassid of Yishmo. Linso ochos mishpat, excuse me. That's the word we know from Elokai, nitsu le shalom eira, linso. Nitsira hishmira ma'ula. Of shmira, of safeguarding. Ugedola mimila shmira. For instance, as you find safeguards, people who are on the pathways of mishpat. Behind ki mishpat hu Torah. V'haholech b'dach Torah, klomer, sheyoshev lomit, yesh the fun of drachem harbe. V'heim drachem ketanim v'tzarim, the small, narrow paths. Kihem rak liyachid eskula shatorosom umanusam. V'heim tzura rabba umaula, ki bahem hayetzahara mizgara ma'od, Kemosh amr chachamein uzal, the Gemara in Sukkah, shemaniach ame ha'oretz, that as it were, the Yetzahara ignores the ame ha'oretz, umisgarim b'talmidei chachamim, and especially incites talmidei chachamim. V'zehu lintzor, ki'ir netzura hadrochim haktanim, Shehem nikraim orachos. Right? And orach, let's say that maybe somewhat similar to the difference in English between a road. When you speak of a road, so then it implies that and when you say a path, so much narrow. The similar difference in the connotation of orach as opposed to derech. Derech is a road, an avenue, and an orach is a path. V'zehu lintzur ki'ir netzura hadrochim haktanim shehem nekraim orchos, she'orach hu derech katan v'tzor, ki kein darkam shel balei Torah. See, everyone, we all have, by definition, everyone is limited to sort of the world and universe of his own experience. That's why, Rachmana Litzan, if you have someone who's congenitally blind, Rachman Latan. So he can't understand what the concept of color is. You can't tell him what red is, what yellow is, what blue is. He's congenitally blind, Rachman Latan. So it's not part of his universe of experience. And by definition, a human being is limited to his own universe of experience. Chazal tell us in this Gemara Sukkah that the Gaon is alluding to, cited here in the notes as well, that kol agadol mechaveru yitzur gadol himenu. So again, it's not part of our universe of experience that gadol mechaveru. What the Yetzahara of Talmidei Chachamim and even Talmidei Chachamim Shatarasam Umanusam, but that's what Chazal tells us, that Kol HaGadol Mechaveru is Yetzer Gadol Himenu. In this context of the Gaon, although in Chazal it clearly means in a broader sense as well when you look in the Gemara and Sukkah. But in this context, the Gon seems to be referring to the Yetzer Hara specifically in possibly affecting how a person, how the Talmud Chacham interprets Torah. Meaning it's not, again, when Chazal said, Kol HaGadol Mechaveru is Yitzvah Gadol Hemenu, they meant not only in the context of Talmud Torah, but the Gon Lechore here is, in particular, sees that struggle, in particular, in the realm of Talmud Torah. In general, however one understands the Yetzer Hara, right? Generally, you know, the term sort of has the imagery of personification. But what it means is, however, whatever its psychological and metaphysical underpinnings are, what it means is that a person struggles, again, in the broader sense that the Gon is not talking about in this first half, to do what's right. And in the narrower sense in which the Gon is speaking, to identify what's right, to interpret truthfully. And the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, Reina Sadil Fanacha Yom Asachayim Ves HaTov Ves HaMovis Ves HaRa, is that good always has to be a choice. Uvacharta Bachayim, which and choice requires effort. It means going in that direction, pushing oneself in that direction. There's always, again, on multiple levels, calling psychological, metaphysical, there's always an alternative. Again, on the practical level, there's an alternative to doing what's right. On a intellectual level, on a cognitive level, there's always an alternative to thinking what's right, to interpreting what's true. And this Tzuras Hachayim, the Tov, requires that a person has to choose and has to propel himself and has to invest effort to make and implement that choice. That Tzuras Hachayim never changes. So even Reb Chaim, even the Vilna Gaon, even the Rambam, even Rabbi Akiva, need to constantly, again, be uvacharta b'chaim on their level as well. I think that the Sri De'esh has a remarkable comment. I once quoted. Remarkable. He's commenting on Acher. So the Sri De'esh says that the demise, as it were, the spiritual demise of Acher, what was a reflection of just how great he had been beforehand. And the moshel perhaps is like this. If a person is, the different mashalim, if a person is, I don't know, he's a beginning skier. So he stays on the baby hills. And if he falls, he can hurt himself, but the level of danger is not the one who's very accomplished and is going down the mountains at neck-breaking speed and in a course that's that is punctuated by trees. So the greater the proficiency in the level of skill, so then the greater the element of danger becomes. Another marshal, if a person's climbing a ladder, so if I'm climbing a two-step ladder, a person can fall, and Rachmana Litzlan, if that happens, he would hurt himself. But the degree of hurt will be commensurate to how high he was. And if it was only a two-step ladder, there's only so much, unless it's very, very freakish, there's only so much that he's going to hurt himself. If a person climbs a 50-foot ladder, so then the higher the person, the greater the fall can be. That's what the Sri Deish says about Acher. Acher fell so much because he had gotten so high. Which just means that no matter, that's what Hazal tell us, Al Kamin Batzmachad Yomoscha, doesn't matter how many years a person has been on a certain path, he can't be complacent. He shouldn't think that he's invulnerable to mistakes, invulnerable to being biased in his thinking. Because the tzura of life, so that's not uvachatu b'chaim. It's not just a decision that we make on the day of our bar mitzvah, and then after that, so we're saved because we already took the right path. No, there's always crossroads at every juncture of life, at every stage. There's another parashas drachim. There's another crossroads. And that's what lintzo achus mishpat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu guards and the greater the person, so then the greater the stakes and the more challenging it is. Again, a little bit we can try to describe what it really means. I don't know, it's like colors for Rachman Litzlan, a congenitally blind person. It's a little bit the fact that the Gaon talks on the one hand, again, this is not the Gaon's Ksav Yad Kod, not the synonymous terms. Not every Talmud Chacham is a Torah Shel Manusso. Amongst the Tanaim and Amoraim, that wasn't the case. The most were not Torah Shel Manusso. So I'm not sure what that's about. V'dar Chassid of Yishmael, him who wrote for Macha HaMitzvahs, who are looking to be mekayim mitzvahs, they're looking for mitzvahs to do. Ve'im holchem b'derech gadol pasuach. Again, the semantics of derech is a road, is an avenue, not a narrow path. Ki b'mitzvahs oskim gam hamon ha'am. Af shehem einam talmidei chachamim. Ve'omer derech loshen yochid. Why is it orchos loshen rabim derech loshen yochid? Meaning, What do you mean? The Gaon and the Mechaber. So what do you mean that Yefshar Lilmod Bahen Perushachet? No, the Gaon means on the level of, on the practical level, not when the person is engaged in the Torah of the mitzvah, but on the practical level, there's nothing to clarify about. It's the seder. Okay, so I have to eat matzah and perushacha. Well, chayin ein tzach shmir kol kach min hayetzahara. V'gam hayetzahara eino mizgare kol kach bohem, well, chayin ksiv yishmur. Okay, well, we'll stop here for now. Mitzvah Shem Linad Shir was earlier this morning, approximately 10:30, Linad Mitzvah Shem. Maybe if possible, if someone knows how to do it, if they could just send it out so that anyone who is not here now will also be aware of that. Okay, have a very good, productive cult. Be well, be safe.